Good evening, Trader Benny, everybody here, yeah, Tony Sniper, Crypt, thank you very much for that. So I'll be very fast, right? So first off, right, like how Tony Sniper talked about it, he said it's something most humans do, right? But then, even if we look at the physical parts, right, we need to look at the spiritual parts. Now, the spiritual part is very important when it comes to masturbation, because it involves, like, you having, like, sex in quotes, right? And due to that, you actually have this vibration in you, and you release, right? You release energy, and doing that, you're actually connecting to certain things. Either you connect to certain spirits or you connect to certain things, right? That's why most times when people have sex, right, they actually connect with people they have sex with. And it's very important to understand all these things. Right, it's very important to understand all these things. So, aside the whole physical part, right, the spiritual part is very, very important. Masturbation is something that it kills positivity, it kills progress, it kills focus. And if you constantly do it, I'm not trying to bash, right, because this is something that almost every man on earth, almost everybody, like, actually passed through. Not everybody actually, but certain people passed through, and it was very, very difficult for them. There was a particular space I was, and that space actually like brought me down, because I listened to lots and lots of people talking, and I saw how killing this thing has been to certain people. It has killed their progress, it has killed their focus, right? People don't even focus on things because of they're addicted to masturbation. And this is something that it starts with one, it starts with another, and from there it becomes a habit, right? So first off, for me personally, right, this thing alone part is important, but then there are certain people that are so addicted to these things that even if they are in group, even if they are like in group of people, they will still find a place to go and hide and do whatever they want to do. And I'm not even capping, right? This is something that they are so addicted to it, so addicted to it, that if they don't do it in a day, they feel that day is not even complete. And they don't even care whether people are around them or not, even if it's the toilet, because if you want to go to the toilet, no matter how crowded your house is, as long as you're going to the toilet, nobody's following you. So there alone, they know that, okay, this is a good point to do it, right? It's a very, very serious battle, because you're actually fighting with it physically and also spiritually, right? And one thing we need to know is this thing affects traders, right? It affects traders so much, because constantly masturbating, constantly doing these things actually has a part in your brain that it weakens. In your intelligence, it starts weakening your intelligence. Your memory reduces, like the way you have this remembrance of certain things reduces, right? Because you're actually dropping your energy to certain things, which is masturbating, and you are reducing one energy in one part, you are increasing the energy in another part, which is in masturbating. So all these things are like very, very important, and it's just like you doing it, and at the end of the day, you realize, okay, this thing is bad. And having that constant thought, you know that this thing is bad, you know that you're actually not feeling well doing it, but you are doing it. Having that constant thought actually has a side effect on your brain, and doing all these things, right, having these side effects on your brain actually makes your brain like have this less strength in terms of retentivity and in terms of positivity. Do you get? So it's very, very important that aside it being a physical battle, it's also a spiritual battle, right? There are certain things I jotted down to be able to cope, fight masturbation. And the first thing is prayer. Prayer is very, very important, because if you are very prayerful, right, you are actually fighting the spiritual war, right? You are fighting the spiritual war. And you fighting the spiritual war, right, it's, I don't know why King Dobby is laughing, but I'm actually dropping my own point. So, prayer actually makes you fight the spiritual war and have this day-to-day routine. If it's reading the Bible, if it's having this one-on-one meditation with your Creator, it's very, very important you have a certain rule you follow in a day, so that certain things cannot just spoil that rule, right? And try to filter your timeline. And again, right, like how Tony Sniper said, right, porn is everywhere at this point. Everywhere, even on Twitter, Like, you literally can just be scrolling through and you just see a post, and that triggers you. It triggers you fast, and automatically you just have this feeling to just want to do something. You just have this feeling to just not or something. You get. So it's everywhere. Try to filter your timeline in the sense that the things you see are the things that are very, very positive, and there's no dot of negativity, right? There's no dot of porn stuff, either the pictures, because these things are like very, very important. The things you see has a very, very big role it plays to how you do things, to how you react to things, right? To how you react to things. So filter your timeline so much, and have this daily routine. And again, going to the gym is also one thing that we need to take serious, right? Because you going to the gym, you're actually doing something that is actually like helping you physically, and doing that, it reduces the way you actually like masturbate, right? Because gymming actually makes you work out, and when you are working out, you're actually building certain things in your body, so you are able to like avoid these feelings, right? It helps you to avoid these feelings. So it's very, very important to take all these things serious. Like I said, even if we know it's a physical battle, it's also a very, very spiritual battle. There are lots and lots of people that they've not gone further from where they are currently because of all these addictions. And how Trader Benny said it, he said these things is like a trigger, right? When your brain is constantly having this feeling, this dopamine effect, this constant dopamine effect, right? It becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, if you're constantly doing it without you knowing how you are doing it or when you're even doing it, right, it becomes addiction. And fighting the addiction is like one big thing, because people take months and months to do this thing, right? I saw somebody on this Jumbotron right now. He said he has been battling with this thing for 7 years, right? This is one kind of space where people rush to, because this is a battle that most people don't even talk about it. The people that even talk about it are like 20% of even the people that are even going through it, right? So like, this is something that is very, very important, right? And some people use this masturbation to actually Tony Sniper said some people, after they masturbate, they get depressed. But some people actually use masturbation to get over depression, right? So they feel okay whenever they are going through stuff, right? Whenever they are going through stuff, they should just masturbate to just clear their head and sleep. But then to face reality, you know for sure that your pain is not even going, your stress is not even going, your issue is not even being resolved even after you masturbate. It's just that 5 minutes feeling or that 30 minutes sleep that you are going to just experience. After that, you come back to reality. So you need to just put it in your head that, see, this thing is a battle, and the more I constantly do this thing just to get over depression, the more the depression and the masturbation becomes a habit for me. And if it becomes a habit for you, it comes to suicide, because things are no longer working for you. Things are no longer giving you the results you are expecting when it comes to trading, right? For traders, right, I think Dax and Rondo talked about something, right? I think if you are caged in this masturbation bondage, right, if you are caged in it, right, it hinders your progress so much. And it's something we need to emphasize on it. It hinders your progress so much, right? There's this kind of thing people do. Is it this? I think it's, let's say this rubber band, for example, now, where you want to do something you don't want to do, you just hit the rubber band on your hand, right? So you have this pain. When you constantly do something like that, right, it makes you know that, okay, I don't want to feel this pain, so it's better I don't do this thing. So it actually works for masturbation, right? Because you are trying to hold yourself from doing this thing. And it starts with you not doing this thing every day, right? If you are this kind of person that you've been doing this thing, like, let's say, 3 times a day, right, when you know for sure that this right, then maybe in a week you even stop doing it, and from there it goes to a month, and from there 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, and for after that you are free from it. So it's a gradual process, right? There are certain things you just need to take down. This space is not even going to be enough. Like how the last speaker said, if we are going to start trashing these talks, right, this space is not going to be enough. But the thing that I've gone through more is depression. Right, I've gone through depression so much when it even comes to trading. There are times where I told myself that it's just better I just leave this earth, because I was facing certain things, right? I lost lots of through this anxiety. I was feeling out of the world. Like, I felt to myself that I was so useless, that nobody could have even come to me to do anything for. But then I later realized that, see, I'm very, very valuable. I know the kind of person I am. I'm not going to limit myself to certain things. The same way you should tell yourself when it comes to masturbation. You tell yourself you are way bigger than this thing. People that are doing it are people that are in bondage. You need to let yourself know that this thing is a bondage, right? It's a very, very strong bondage. You are caged in this cage that you don't want to go far. And when you know for sure that the more you do this thing, the more you are not even going far, I bet you, your head is going to tell you straight up that, see, this thing is not even helping you, right? And again, if it's the feeling that you know for sure that is going to be making you to masturbate, get a wife, get married. So I know for sure that even when you want to have this feeling, automatically you know you are married and you could do whatever you want to do. But then it's a different thing in masturbating and having sex, because masturbation is something that it's a bondage. It's something very, very bad, right? Lots and lots of researchers come out and they say masturbation is healthy for you. It helps you. It increases your sex drive and all. But then we have to face reality.
Big lie.
That's the thing. We have to just face reality. Lots and lots of people come out from the pit of hell, if I use that word, to just justify the fact that it's good. But then, see, we have to just face it, right? 9 out of 10 people that are masturbate don't go far in life. And I'm not even capping. They don't go far in life. If you are someone that masturbate and you are trading, right? I bet you, you will blow accounts more at those points. You will blow account more. You will not even break out. From the things you are setting to achieve. Most times people think it's because of their trading style, their trading strategy, that's why they are not even making profits. But all these things that people ignore, this masturbation, this doing this crazy shit, right? These stupid things, right? It's one of the things that hinders you from that progress. So the earlier you realize all these things, the better for you. For those people that are going through these stuffs, right? I'm just going to beg you guys to. There are certain videos on YouTube you could actually watch, right? That actually drafts out things you can do, prayers that you can do that will help you fight this battle spiritually first and physically. Apostle Joshua Selman has a video. I think it's a 30 minutes or 20 minutes video on masturbation, right? How to break the bondage of masturbation. On YouTube, it will help you. It will give you certain prayers to do, because this thing is not just something that a space can actually work out for, right? A space is not going to just help you. We can just say every single thing hits the point, but then it all boils down to you. It's a personal battle you have to just fight. I know why I'm saying this thing, because I've met people that see. I'm just going to drop the mic here. This thing is a very serious topic, right? And I'm really grateful for the host to bring up this kind of topic. I'll be here on the sidelines to just listen to every single person here. And if I have anything to say, I'll just raise my hand up and request for the mic. Thank you very much, Trader Benny and Diana and Tony Sniper. I saw a particular post on Jumbotron and the thing really moved me, right? I just want to talk about it. He said on the confessions, right, that I've been watching porn since 12, got hooked ever since. Now I'm at a point where I'm not even interested in romance with a human anymore. What I hate most about it is the categories that excite me are disturbing, shameful, and against all things, more that I understand. Now, this person writing this thing now, I know for sure this guy is older than 17, right? So literally, this guy has been fighting this thing for more than 5 years, right? And it's very, very important it would cater this thing, right? So first off, right, I would advise the person, if you can go off your phone, don't touch your phone, don't touch your device for the next 2 weeks. And you not touching your device is one thing, right? I'm going to continue. Don't touch your device for 1 week. Give your device to someone that is going to hold your phone for 1 week. After doing that, have somebody close to you, right? Now, this person close to you is going to be reading out... I'll be saying the person who is going to be preaching, if I use this word, the person is going to be this kind of person that he's going to be talking to you, right? This person is going to be with you for like throughout your own period where you are going to be going off, right? And you are going to be reading certain scriptures of the Bible. If you're a Quran, you start reading your Quran. If you're a Christian, you read your Bible. Like, you start with Psalms. From there, you move to, let's say, the Isaiah, you move to Ezekiel, you move to Jeremiah, you move to the New Testament, right? You start reading the Bible, but then you are totally offline. Like, you don't know what is happening online. Because I know for sure, you getting addicted to pornography at the age of 12 means you had access to devices at that particular age, right? At that particular age. So it means for sure that you actually use these mediums to actually get access to pornography, right? So one of the things you need to cut out is those mediums that actually links you to these stuffs. If you have these mediums, right, you have to cut it off totally. Because this thing starts with just you connecting with it. When you watch it the first time, watch it the second time, you begin to do it and do it and do it. And before you know, you are already cut off human relationship. You are now connected to these masturbating spirits. Do you get? So first off, you have to give distance to this thing. It's just like saying you have a girlfriend, for example, and you don't want to call the girlfriend for a week. If you don't call the girlfriend for a week, if she has the same energy you have, she will definitely not call you for another week. Right, so that's how it is. Right, you cut off every single medium that actually links you to these things. When you cut it off, you have a certain routine you want to follow, and 60-80% of that routine means you are meditating and you are connecting with your creator, asking for forgiveness and begging, right? Asking for forgiveness and begging God to take you out of this bondage. Right, there are certain scriptures that are going to help you spiritually, because when you fight this spiritual battle, you move to the physical battle, and more of the physical battle is you just distancing yourself from this medium. When you distance yourself from this medium, you begin to detach yourself from all these things, and when you detach yourself from these things, right, it's going to look weird for you anytime you want to do it. It's just going to look odd that why am I even doing this? Like, you just snap out of it. And when you snap out of it, the first 2 weeks you do it, the first 1 month you do it, you already get used to it. Because these things are constant things you do that turns to habits. When they turn to habits, they are no longer, you are very going to be used to it, right? You are going to be used to it. And when you are used to you distancing yourself from all these things, I bet you, the journey of you killing masturbation in your life is going to start from there. And I bet you, I'm just going to be like praying for you. Right, I know for sure that it's God's grace that is keeping us at this point. Right, I'm going to be praying for you, because Job was going through a lot, he prayed for his friends. Right, he prayed for his friends, and God looked at his own situation. Right, this is something that, even though it's personal, but then we're all human beings. Right, we're here for some people to be alive. Right, and we're here for some people to stay. Right, so we just have to fight it together, irrespective, right? So these are just my few points. There are lots and lots of things. Like I said, there are lots of materials on YouTube that can help you, right? But I said, kill these mediums that makes you link yourself to pornography. It starts from there. Thank you very much.